This is Audible.
Hungry Girl. Recipes and survival strategies for guilt-free eating in the real world. Written by Lisa Lillian. Narrated by Winona Owen. Copyright. The author's references to various brand name products and services is for information purposes only and is not intended to suggest endorsement or sponsorship of the author or her book by any company, organization, or owner of any brand. Hungry Girl, Recipes and Survival Strategies for Guilt-Free Eating in the Real World. Copyright 2008 by Hungry Girl, Inc. All rights reserved. No part of this book may be used or reproduced in any manner whatsoever without written permission, except in the case of brief quotations embodied in critical articles or reviews. For information, address St. Martin's Press, 175 Fifth Avenue, New York, New York, 10010. www.stmartins.com. This book is dedicated to all the Hungry Girl subscribers. Your devotion and loyalty are appreciated and valued more than you will ever know. Introduction. FAQs. Frequently asked questions. Who, what is Hungry Girl? If you're holding this book in your hands, there's a good chance you already know the answer to this question. But for those of you who don't know, Hungry Girl is a free daily email about guilt-free eating. Our news, food finds, recipes, and survival strategies are read by hundreds of thousands of people every day. To sign up or see all of our past content, go to hungry-girl.com. Is Hungry Girl a real person? And is she a doctor? Yes, I'm a real person. I'm Lisa Lillian, and I'm not a nutritionist or a doctor. I'm just hungry and a bit obsessed with foods that taste great but don't pack on the pounds. I'm the nut who watches you shop at the supermarket, comments on your choice of low-fat ice cream, and tells you which brand to buy. FYI, Dreyer's Edie Slow Churned is the way to go. Hungry Girl's daily emails and all other Hungry Girl content are the result of extensive research done by me and my super dedicated and talented staff. Because much of what we do is a group effort, I refer to Hungry Girl as us and we, the team as a whole, as opposed to me and I, an individual. The exception is when I have a personal story to share, because saying the awesome chili recipe was invented by our husband would be silly and illegal in most states. Is Hungry Girl a chef? Sort of, but not by traditional standards. And this is not a typical cookbook. If you're looking for fancy, formal chef-like recipes, you've definitely come to the wrong place. This book is filled with simple, fun, easy recipes that use lots of packaged foods and shortcuts to make great-tasting, guilt-free snacks and meals. If you aspire to be a gourmet chef, there are more appropriate books out there for you. But if you want to prepare awesome, tongue-pleasing foods that won't send you out shopping for bigger pans, you've got the right book. What makes a recipe guilt-free? When it comes to Hungry Girl recipes, our goal is to make them delicious, but also to keep them low in fat and calories. That's the guilt-free part. We also aim for high fiber counts because we love fiber. It's good for you and it fills you up. Even though we mostly focus on calories and fat, we provide nutritional information for carbs, sugars, protein, etc., so you can tweak any recipe to meet your needs. For example, people concerned about sodium can simply use low-salt versions of canned items called for in our recipes. Is there a Hungry Girl diet plan? No, there is no Hungry Girl diet plan. While there are Hungry Girl recipes for breakfast, lunch, snacks, and more, the idea is to incorporate these recipes into an eating plan that works for you. Why a Hungry Girl book? Hungry-Girl.com offers many recipes. They have become the most sought-after content we provide. Over the years, we've received thousands of requests for a Hungry Girl recipe book, and we agreed that it was a good idea. So here you go. Why don't you use as many name brands in the book as you do on the site? As you read this book, you'll see that while some of the recipes call for very specific name brand items, most do not. The idea behind this is to keep the recipes as generic as possible so people can easily find all the items they need at local supermarkets. The nutritional information in the book has been carefully calculated based on the averages of many brands, so you don't have to find our favorite low-calorie picks for your recipes to have the same stats. When a very specific ingredient is super important to a recipe, like it simply will not taste the same or have as impressive nutritional stats without it, we will call out the name brands and specific products needed. We feature more specific products in our daily emails because we can easily give you up-to-the-minute information on where to purchase them. We simply can't do that in this book. For a list of our recommended brands, see page 6. What happens if I make substitutions for ingredients in some recipes? Your oven will explode. Okay, not really. You can, of course, make substitutions for products and ingredients, but the taste and nutritional information will vary accordingly, so keep that in mind when swapping. How was the nutritional information in this book calculated? The stats for each recipe were carefully calculated using extremely reliable nutritional databases, countless product labels, and by doing extensive research. When recipes call for generic ingredients, like light vanilla soy milk or light bread, we used average nutritional information for those products. Those averages were calculated based on a wide variety of national brands. Also taken into account were the small amounts of calories and fat in many so-called no-calorie and fat-free ingredients. We take great pride in determining the most accurate nutritional information possible. After all, we make these recipes too. Are optional ingredients included in each recipe's nutritional information? No, they aren't. If you choose to use the optional ingredients listed in the recipes, the nutritional information will change accordingly. However, all optional ingredients are guilt-free items, so they won't add crazy amounts of fat or calories to any of the recipes. Some of your recipes call for ingredients, like chicken, that are already cooked. What's the best way to cook without adding any fat? There are so many simple ways to cook chicken, shrimp, and beef without adding fat and calories. Just cook your food in a pan with a spritz of nonstick spray, boil it in a pot of water, or steam it in the microwave or over the stove. Easy. Typically, Hungry Girl recipes include Weight Watchers points values. Where can I find Weight Watchers points values for the recipes in this book? Good question. If you're a Hungry Girl fan, you know how much we love and support Weight Watchers. Their plans are healthy, easy to follow, and can fit into your lifestyle. That's why we co-developed a bunch of recipes with them for this book. For a listing of points values for all the recipes in this book, go to hungry-girl.com/book. Where can I find photos of all the recipes in this book? While the book is cute and pretty as is, we know it's important to see photos of our recipes. Luckily, we have pictures of every recipe in this book online at hungry-girl.com/book, and a bunch in the book too. Why are there so many single-serving recipes in this book? Throughout the years, we've heard over and over how easy Hungry Girl recipes are to make, and how often people prepare food for themselves. Single-serving recipes are ideal for this reason, and Hungry Girl subscribers always eat up, pun intended, these made-for-one recipes. That being said, it's easy to double, triple, or quadruple any of the single-serving recipes, so you can adjust them to feed as many hungry people as you like. Just don't quadruple a recipe and eat the whole thing yourself, or you'll be in big trouble. How can you have FAQs about the book when this is your first book? Yep, we've been caught. These aren't really frequently asked questions. They're actually questions we anticipated you might have. But QWAYMH didn't sound as good as FAQs. Now quit asking so many questions and start reading already. Hungry Girl's recommended products. We're not shy when it comes to naming names, and it's no secret that we have favorites. While the recipes in the book work well with many different products, we definitely have our favorites as far as taste and nutritional information are concerned. Here are some of our recommendations. Light soy milk, vanilla, chocolate, or plain. Eighth Continent Light Soy Milk. Silk Light Soy Milk. Almond Breeze Unsweetened. Technically not soy milk, but it's so good and much lower in calories. Fat-Free Liquid Non-Dairy Creamer. Coffee Mate Original Fat-Free. Fat-Free Powdered Non-Dairy Creamer. Coffee Mate Original Fat-Free. Fat-Free Cheese. Kraft Fat-Free Cheese. Lifetime Fat-Free Cheese. Reduced Fat Cheese. Sargento Reduced Fat Deli Style Sliced Cheese. The Laughing Cow Light Cheese Wedges, used in specific recipes. Light Whipped Butter, Light Buttery Spread. Brummel and Brown. Land O'Lakes Whipped Light Butter. Smart Balance 37% Light Buttery Spread. Fat-Free Liquid Egg Substitute. Better in Eggs. Egg Beaters Original. New Laid Ready Egg. Fat-Free Yogurt. Yoplait Light, for creamier, more decadent yogurt. Danone Light and Fit, for extra low-cal, thinner yogurt. Fat-Free Greek Yogurt. Faye Total 0%. Oikos Organic. Fat-Free Ice Cream. Breyers Double Churn Free. Dreyer's Edie's Slow Churned Light, not completely fat-free, but it's awesome and will barely affect recipe nutritional information. Light Bread and Buns. Weight Watchers Bread. Wonder Light Bread and Buns. Nature's Own Light Bread and Double Fiber Wheat Buns. Arnold Bakery Light Bread. Pepperidge Farm Light Style Bread. Very Thin Bread and Classic Whole Grain Buns. Sara Lee Delightful Bread. Whole Wheat or High Fiber Pitas. Weight Watchers 100% Whole Wheat Pita Pocket Bread. Western Bagel, the alternative pita bread. Light English Muffins. Weight Watchers English Muffins. Thomas's Light Multigrain English Muffins. Thomas's 100 Calorie Original English Muffins. Western Bagel Alternative English Muffins. Low-Fat Flour Tortillas. La Tortilla Factory Whole Wheat Low Carb / Low-Fat Tortillas, sometimes labeled Smart and Delicious Low Carb High Fiber, Large. Mission Carb Balance, Soft Taco Size. Tomatoes 8-inch Low in Carbs or Healthy Flour Tortillas. Boneless Skinless Lean Chicken Breast. Tyson Fresh Boneless, Skinless Chicken Breasts. Purdue Fit and Easy Boneless, Skinless Chicken Breasts. Fat-free or nearly fat-free hot dogs. Hebrew National 97% Fat-free Beef Franks. Huffy Extra Lean Beef Franks. Yves Meatless Hot Dogs are tofu dogs. Ballpark Fat-free Franks or Bun-sized Smoked White Turkey Franks. Ground beef style or sausage style soy crumbles. Boca meatless burgers, ground beef style. Morningstar Farms meal starters grillers recipe crumbles, ground beef style. Morningstar Farms meal starter sausage style recipe crumbles. Veggie burger patties. Garden burger veggie burgers. Morningstar Farms garden veggie patties. Dr. Prager's veggie burgers. Blot the Oil, Amy's Veggie Burgers, Low-Fat Turkey or Veggie Chili, Boca Meatless Chili, found in the freezer aisle, Health Valley Chili, no salt added versions available, Dan Good Chili, recipe on page 122, Extra Lean Turkey Bacon, Ginny O Extra Lean Turkey Bacon, Extra Lean Ground Turkey, Ginny O Extra Lean Ground Turkey Breast, Butterball Extra Lean Ground Turkey Breast, Turkey Pepperoni, Hormel Turkey Pepperoni, Breaded Chicken Style Soy Patty, Boca Meatless Chicken Patties Original, Morningstar Farms Chick Patties Original, Baked Tortilla Chips, Guiltless Gourmet Tortilla Chips, Baked Tostitos, Rice Cakes, Mini Rice Cakes, Soy Crisps, Quaker Rice Snacks, and Soy Crisps, Freeze-Dried Fruit, Gerber Organic Mini Fruits, found in the baby food aisle, Crispy Green Crispy Fruit, crispygreen.com, Just Tomatoes, etc., justtomatoes.com, Sugar-Free Maple Syrup, Carry Sugar-Free Syrup, Mrs. Butterworth's Sugar-Free Syrup, Log Cabin Sugar-Free Syrup, Joseph Sugar-Free Syrup, No Calorie Sweetener Packets, Splenda No Calorie Sweetener, Sugar-Free Calorie-Free Syrup, Tarani Sugar-Free Syrup, Sugar-Free Powdered Drink Mix Packets, Crystal Light On The Go, Weiler's Light Singles To Go, Market Pantry Single Pouch Sugar-Free Drink Mix, Salad Dressing, Wishbone Salad Spritzers, Hidden Valley The Original Ranch Fat Free, Wishbone Light, Lighthouse Vinaigrettes, check labels for the low calorie ones, Non-Stick Spray, Pam No Stick Cooking Spray, Canned Brands We Love, S&W, Low Calorie and Low Sodium Options, Health Valley, Fat Free, Low Salt and No Salt Broth Options, Libby's, High Quality Pure Pumpkin. Visit hungry-girl.com/book for updated versions of this list. Hungry Girl's Top 8 Kitchen Essentials. This book is packed with simple recipes that anyone can make. The instructions are clear and easy, and you won't find words like sift, blanch, or emulsify, so you don't need any fancy cooking dictionary to help you. What you do need is a bunch of things that will help make your Hungry Girl recipe endeavors easier. They are as follows. 1. Measuring cups. Those little measuring cup sets definitely come in handy. One measuring cup will do, but those cute little sets are better, and they're cheap. 2. A basic food scale. Most of the ingredients are measured by cup, but occasionally certain ingredients require you to weigh your food. A simple scale, preferably digital, with weight measurements in both grams and ounces works best. 3. A very good blender. Food processors are okay, but a good blender is exactly what you need to help you with the recipes in this book. And blenders are super easy to use and clean. 4. Nice pots and pans. You don't necessarily need the most expensive or fancy bakeware, but you do need some functional pots and pans in a variety of sizes. 5. An electric mixer. You can easily find cheapy versions of this kitchen staple at any store that sells home appliances. No need to get one that's too fancy or pricey. 6. Measuring spoons. Never use regular serving spoons to measure ingredients for recipes. Sticking with actual measuring spoons is the only way to get accurate measurements and calorie counts. 7. Lots of nonstick cooking spray. Never let your kitchen run out of this stuff. It's used in a huge number of Hungry Girl recipes. Keep extra cans on hand to be safe. 8. Good ice. Wimpy ice is bad. Old ice is worse. Keep lots of large, fresh ice cubes on hand. Do whatever it takes to make that happen, please. Other things you may want to have on hand. Cute glasses for our drinks and cocktails. Fun straws, lots of food storage containers, and a George Foreman grill for grilling up all the chicken our recipes call for. Chapter 1. Rise and Dine. Breakfast. Wake up. It's time to chew things. Breakfast may be the most important meal of the day, but it can also be the most challenging. Who has time to think about what to eat in the morning or the energy to prepare it? Ugh. Here's the deal. Skipping breakfast is a bad idea, and hitting the drive-thru can be an even worse one. The breakfasts in this chapter are very easy to make, really, and they're super delicious. Try them out, and many of these will become staples in your life. Rise and Dine. Yum-tastic breakfast burrito. Per serving, one burrito. 239 calories. 3 grams fat. 1,111 milligrams sodium. 27 grams carbs. 9 grams fiber. 4 grams sugars. 29 grams protein. Ingredients. 1 medium low-fat flour tortilla. About 110 calories with at least 6 grams fiber. 2 slices, about 1 ounce, extra lean turkey bacon. 1/2 cup fat-free liquid egg substitute. 1 slice fat-free American cheese. Directions. Cook bacon according to package directions, either in a pan with nonstick spray or in the microwave. Set aside. Pour egg substitute into a pan spritzed with nonstick spray and scramble over medium heat until fluffy and solid. Heat tortilla in the microwave until slightly warm. Place cheese in the center of the tortilla. Top with eggs and bacon. Build your burrito by first folding in the sides and then rolling the tortilla up from the bottom. Heat in the microwave, seam side down, for an additional 15 to 20 seconds. Makes one serving. Super Duper Veggie Scramble. Per serving, entire recipe, 183 calories, 3 grams fat, 614 milligrams sodium, 17 grams carbs, 5 grams fiber, 5 grams sugars, 22 grams protein. Ingredients. 1 veggie burger patty, thawed if previously frozen. 1/2 cup fat-free liquid egg substitute. 1/4 cup chopped tomatoes. 1/4 cup chopped mushrooms. 2 tablespoons chopped onions. Directions. Chop veggie patty into bite-sized pieces. Place mushrooms, onions, and veggie patty pieces in a pan spritzed with nonstick spray and cook over medium heat for 2 minutes. Add egg substitute and tomatoes to the pan. Scramble together until eggs are cooked. Makes one serving. Chew on this. An average bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwich contains about 500 calories and 25 fat grams. You can eat 2 pounds of scrambled egg beaters and still not reach that calorie or fat count. Smokin' Salmon Cream Cheese Roll-Up. Per serving, entire recipe. 239 calories, 5.5 grams fat. 1,475 milligrams sodium, 28 grams carbs, 9.5 grams fiber, 3 grams sugars, 24 grams protein. Ingredients. 1 medium low-fat flour tortilla, about 110 calories with at least 6 grams fiber, 2.5 ounces smoked salmon, 2 tablespoons fat-free cream cheese, 2 tablespoons chopped red onions, 2 slices tomato, halved. Directions. Heat tortilla in the microwave until slightly warm. Lay tortilla out on a flat surface. Spread cream cheese evenly on top of tortilla. Place salmon in the middle. Top with tomatoes and onions. Wrap it up by folding in tortilla sides and then roll up from the bottom. Makes one serving. Bite it, fight it. Cup of oatmeal, 120 calories, 2.5 grams fat. Cup of granola, 400 calories, 10 grams fat. Side of fruit, 80 calories, 0.5 grams fat. Side of hash browns, 200 calories, 15 grams fat. 2 egg whites, 35 calories, 0 grams fat. 2 eggs, 150 calories, 10 grams fat. 1 pancake, 120 calories, 3 grams fat. Slice of French toast, 200 calories, 8 grams fat. Nutritional information based on averages, not including added toppings like milk, butter, or syrup. Fancy schmancy oatmeal. Per serving, entire recipe, 183 calories, 2.5 grams fat, 187 milligrams sodium, 35 grams carbs, 5.5 grams fiber, 2 grams sugars, 7 grams protein. I love oatmeal. The problem for me is that one serving of oatmeal isn't enough to fill me up. Come on, are they serious? Adding pumpkin to it makes it way more filling, and it adds some extra fiber as well. A double whammy. Feel free to use these same ingredients to add a little zazzle to instant oatmeal too. Ingredients. 1/2 cup regular oats, not instant. 3 tablespoons canned pure pumpkin. 1 tablespoon sugar-free maple syrup. 1/4 teaspoon cinnamon. 1 no-calorie sweetener packet, dash of salt. Directions. Bring 1 cup of water to a boil in a small pot. Use less water for thicker oatmeal and more water for thinner oatmeal. Add oats and reduce heat to medium, stirring occasionally. Cook for 5 minutes. Add pumpkin, maple syrup, cinnamon, sweetener, and salt to the pot and stir. Spoon into a bowl and enjoy. Makes one serving. Bring on the breakfast pizza. Per serving, 1 pizza. 127 calories. 0.5 grams fat. 762 milligrams sodium. 9 grams carbs. 1.5 grams fiber. 5 grams sugars. 22 grams protein. This is definitely one of the cutest breakfast recipes ever. The key to making this one pretty is to carefully craft your egg crust. It's really not that complicated. If I can do it, anyone can. Ingredients. 1/2 cup fat-free liquid egg substitute. 1/4 cup shredded fat-free mozzarella cheese. 1/4 cup canned tomato sauce. 2 tablespoons chopped green bell peppers. 2 tablespoons chopped mushrooms. Optional. Salt, black pepper, oregano, garlic powder, onion powder, red pepper flakes, etc. Directions. Season tomato sauce to taste with optional ingredients, if desired, and set sauce aside. Bring a small pan sprayed with nonstick spray to low heat. Pour in egg substitute. Cover and then cook for 3 minutes, or until egg crust starts to form. Carefully flip your egg, cover and cook for another minute. While egg crust is cooking, microwave chopped veggies for 30 seconds. Next, top your egg crust with tomato sauce, cheese, and then veggies. Cover again and cook over low heat for 2 minutes, or until cheese is melted. If you like, top with optional spices. Makes one serving. For a pic of this recipe, see the photo insert. Yay! Betcha didn't know. The average donut contains just 200 calories and 10 grams of fat, while the average muffin has about 450 calories and 15 grams of fat. Cinnamon-licious French toast. Per serving, 3 slices, 195 calories, 1 gram fat, 535 milligrams sodium, 32 grams carbs, 8 grams fiber, 4 grams sugars, 19 grams protein. This French toast is super on its own, but feel free to serve it with sugar-free maple syrup, sugar-free preserves, fresh berries, and/or a squirt of fat-free whipped cream. I also like making this French toast into sticks. If you want to try it that way, just cut the bread into strips before dipping it into the egg wash. You'll feel like you're eating more that way too. Ingredients: 3 slices light bread, 40 to 45 calories each, with about 2 grams fiber per slice. 1/2 cup fat-free liquid egg substitute. 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon, divided. 1/4 teaspoon vanilla extract. 1 no-calorie sweetener packet. Directions: combine egg substitute with vanilla extract and 1/2 of the cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon. Use the egg mixture as an egg wash and dip your bread into it. Cook bread over medium heat in a pan sprayed with nonstick spray, flipping after a few minutes. Once both sides are brown, plate them and sprinkle with sweetener and the remaining 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon. Makes 1 serving. For Weight Watchers points, values, and photos of all the recipes in this book, check out hungry-girl.com/book. Egg Muffin 101. Per serving. Entire recipe. 184 calories. 2 grams fat. 870 milligrams sodium. 26 grams carbs. 6 grams fiber. 3 grams sugars, 20 grams protein. Ingredients: 1 light English muffin, 1 slice extra lean ham, 1 slice fat-free American cheese, 1/4 cup fat-free liquid egg substitute. Directions: toast English muffin to your preference. Cook egg substitute over medium-high heat in a pan sprayed with nonstick spray. Place cheese on the bottom 1/2 of the muffin, followed by the egg, ham, and then the muffin top. Makes 1 serving. Would you rather? If you order a deluxe breakfast sandwich at the drive-thru on the way to work, it'll cost you about 550 calories and as much as 40 grams of fat. To burn that off, you would have to stand and file papers for 3.5 hours. Or hover over the computer keyboard typing vigorously for more than 5.5 hours. Or sit in traffic for almost 6 hours. Whoa, what a waste of gas. Times based on estimates for a 150-pound woman. Tutti Frutti Crunch Yogurt Parfait. Per serving, 1 parfait. 210 calories. 1 gram fat. 147 milligrams sodium, 45 grams carbs, 3.5 grams fiber, 31 grams sugars, 10 grams protein. Ingredients: 6 ounces fat-free vanilla yogurt, 6 apple cinnamon soy crisp or mini rice cakes, crushed 1/2 cup sliced strawberries, 1/2 cup blueberries. Directions: place 1/3 of the strawberries and blueberries in the bottom of a tall glass. Add 1/2 of the yogurt. Top with another 1/3 of the blueberries and strawberries. Cover with 1/2 of the apple cinnamon crunchies. Spoon the remaining yogurt on top and cover with remaining fruit and crunchies. Makes 1 serving. For a pic of this recipe, see the photo insert. Yay! Blueberry apple pancake shake-up. Per serving, 3 pancakes. 252 calories. 2.5 grams fat, 517 milligrams sodium, 44 grams carbs, 4 grams fiber, 12 grams sugars, 13 grams protein. Ingredients: 1/3 cup regular oats, not instant, 2 tablespoons dry pancake mix, 1/3 cup peeled and finely chopped apples, 1/4 cup blueberries, 1/4 cup fat-free liquid egg substitute, 1 tablespoon fat-free cottage cheese, 1/4 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1 tablespoon Splenda no-calorie sweetener, granulated, dash of salt. Directions: place all ingredients, except for the blueberries and apples, in a medium bowl. Add 3 tablespoons of water and stir until thoroughly mixed. Gently fold in apples and blueberries. Over medium heat, in a large pan sprayed with nonstick spray, evenly pour batter to form 3 pancakes. Once pancakes begin to look solid, after about 3 minutes, gently flip. Cook for 3 additional minutes, or until both sides are lightly browned and insides are cooked through. Now plate your pancakes and enjoy. Makes 1 serving. Blueberry Mango Madness Smoothie. Per serving. Entire recipe. 165 calories. 1 gram fat. 10 milligrams sodium. 42 grams carbs. 6 grams fiber. 31 grams sugars. 1 gram protein. Ingredients: 1 cup frozen blueberries, slightly thawed. 3/4 cup frozen mango chunks, slightly thawed. Half packet, 1 5-calorie serving, sugar-free powdered orange drink mix. Directions: combine drink mix with 8 ounces of cold water. Stir well. Place fruit and drink mixture into a blender and puree until thoroughly mixed. If blending slows, stop blender, stir mixture, and blend again. Pour into a tall glass and enjoy. Makes 1 serving. For Weight Watchers points values and photos of all the recipes in this book, check out hungry-girl.com/book. Ginormous Cereal Bowl Ananza. Per serving, 1 bowl. 286 calories. 3 grams fat. 253 milligrams sodium. 60 grams carbs. 10 grams fiber. 12 grams sugars. 12 grams protein. Cereal is typically one of my danger foods because the recommended serving sizes are laughable. So I end up eating way too much of the stuff. And huge bowls of cereal equals too many calories. This recipe allows you to eat a seriously gigantic bowl for a reasonable amount of calories. I love, love this breakfast. Ingredients: 1 cup light vanilla soy milk, 1 cup puffed wheat cereal, 1 cup puffed rice cereal, 1/2 cup puffed corn cereal, like Kix, 1/4 cup Fiber One brand cereal, original, 1/4 cup blueberries. Directions: place all ingredients in a bowl and cover with soy milk. Ta-da! Makes 1 serving. Hungry Girl heads up: the average cereal serving size is a cup or less. The average cereal bowl holds way more than that. Fill up that bowl, and there's a good chance you'll be sucking down 2 or 3 servings and 2 or 3 times the fat and calories. Eggs Benedict. Per serving. Entire recipe. 183 calories. 8 grams fat. 627 milligrams sodium. 16 grams carbs. 3 grams fiber. 3 grams sugars. 13 grams protein. For years, I avoided Eggs Benedict because it's loaded with fat and calories. This recipe was created out of sheer necessity, or should I say desperation. Ingredients: 1/2 light English muffin, 1 large egg, 1 slice extra lean ham, 1 tablespoon fat-free mayonnaise, 1 teaspoon Hellmann's Best Foods Dijonnaise, 1 teaspoon light whipped butter or light buttery spread, softened 1 teaspoon lemon yogurt or plain yogurt with a squirt of lemon juice. Directions. To make sauce, combine mayo, Dijonnaise, butter, and yogurt. Set aside. Crack egg gently into a small cup or dish and set that aside as well. Fill a medium pot with 2 inches of water and bring water to a boil. Once boiling, lower temperature until a steady and consistent, but very low, boil is reached. Gently pour the egg into the pot and allow it to cook for 3 to 5 minutes. 3 for a runnier egg, 5 for a very firm one, or until egg white is mostly opaque. Carefully remove egg by sliding a spatula underneath it and placing it on a plate. Use a paper towel to soak up any excess water. Heat ham and muffin, toast muffin if desired. Heat sauce in the microwave for about 20 seconds and give it a stir. Add more water if you prefer a thinner sauce. Top muffin with ham and egg, then cover with sauce. Makes 1 serving. For a pic of this recipe, see the photo insert. Yay! Breakfast shockers. Steer clear of these breakfast blenders. Denny's Fabulous French Toast Platter. 1,261 calories, 79 grams fat. Nothing fabulous about this French flub. Burger King Double Croissantwich with Double Sausage. 680 calories, 51 grams fat. Croissant plus sausage equals calorie catastrophe. McDonald's Deluxe Breakfast with Syrup and Margarine. 1,330 calories, 64 grams fat. 1,330 calories for breakfast? How embarrassing. Hardee's Loaded Breakfast Burrito. 780 calories, 51 grams fat. It's loaded all right with fat. Chapter 2. Chop Till You Drop. Chop salads. Hack your salads. All the cool kids are doing it. Why is there a whole chapter devoted to chopped salads, you ask? Because chopped salads are so much more fun and exciting than regular salads. They're way easier to eat, too. There are no unwieldy lettuce pieces to awkwardly shove in your mouth. That being said, if you're too lazy to hack your ingredients, or just not into chopped salads for some reason, feel free to make any of the salads in this chapter without chopping them up. They'll still taste great. As for dressing, the majority of the salads here are listed without it. Use your dressing of choice with any of the recipes, but please be sure to read labels carefully, because even low-fat and fat-free dressings can contain lots of calories. And remember, anytime a recipe calls for an ingredient cooked in advance, use nonstick spray or nothing at all. Happy chopping! Rockin' and Choppin' Taco Salad. Per serving, 1 salad, 286 calories, 3.5 grams fat, 920 milligrams sodium, 42 grams carbs, 12 grams fiber, 7 grams sugars, 24 grams protein. The big difference between this taco salad and so many high-calorie alternatives is that this one lacks that ridiculously fatty tortilla shell. Good riddance to that. By the way, the salad tastes great with salsa. Ingredients. 3 cups chopped romaine lettuce. 2/3 cup low-fat veggie chili. 1/4 cup chopped tomatoes. 1/4 cup shredded fat-free cheddar cheese. 2 tablespoons fat-free sour cream. 1 tablespoon chopped or sliced black olives. 6 baked tortilla chips, crushed. 1/4 teaspoon taco seasoning mix, dry. Directions. Prepare chili as directed on package. Set aside. Place lettuce in a large bowl. Top with tomatoes. Add chili and cheese. Top with olives and sour cream. Then finish off by adding crushed tortilla chips and sprinkling taco seasoning on top. Makes one serving. Buffalo chicken choppity chop. Per serving. One salad. 192 calories. 3 grams fat. 848 milligrams sodium. 15 grams carbs. 5 grams fiber. 5 grams sugars. 29 grams protein. To make this salad taste exactly like buffalo wings, you need to use original Frank's Red Hot. If you substitute another hot sauce, you may not get the same result. Just a friendly little warning. Ingredients: 3 cups chopped romaine lettuce, 3 ounces cooked boneless, skinless lean chicken breast, chopped, 1 tablespoon Frank's Red Hot original cayenne pepper sauce, 1 tablespoon reduced fat Parmesan style grated topping, 1/2 cup chopped carrots, 1 quarter cup chopped celery. Directions: place chicken in a small microwave safe dish. Top with hot sauce and Parmesan. Stir until chicken is coated, then heat for 45 seconds in the microwave. Place lettuce, carrots, and celery in a large bowl, and then top with the chicken mixture. Makes one serving. For Weight Watchers points values and photos of all the recipes in this book, check out hungry-girl.com/book. Crazy Delicious Cobby Chop. Per serving, one salad. 223 calories. 3 grams fat. 565 milligrams sodium. 16 grams carbs. 6.5 grams fiber. 8 grams sugars. 36 grams protein. Ingredients: 3 cups chopped romaine lettuce. 2 ounces cooked boneless, skinless lean chicken breast, chopped. 2 slices, about 1 ounce, extra lean turkey bacon. 1/2 cup cooked and chopped asparagus. 1/2 cup chopped tomatoes. 1 quarter cup canned beets, drained and chopped. 1 large hard-boiled egg white, chopped. 2 tablespoons shredded fat-free mozzarella cheese. 1 teaspoon minced scallions. Directions: cook bacon according to package directions, either in a pan with nonstick spray or in the microwave. Once cool enough to handle, chop and set aside. Place lettuce in a large bowl. Add your chopped ingredients by placing them on top of the lettuce in individual rows in this order: turkey bacon, cheese, asparagus, chicken, tomatoes, egg white, and beets. Sprinkle the scallions on top and enjoy. Makes one serving. Retro-rific Chop Chef Salad. Per serving, one salad. 220 calories. 5.5 grams fat. 943 milligrams sodium. 15 grams carbs. 4 grams fiber. 7 grams sugars. 29 grams protein. I remember eating chef salad as a child, thinking it was the world's healthiest lunch. Boy, was I wrong. But this version is completely guilt-free and delicious, and the calories are so low you can splurge with a little Thousand Island dressing, but stick with the low-fat kind. Ingredients: 3 cups chopped romaine lettuce, 1 ounce cooked skinless lean turkey breast, chopped, 1 ounce cooked roast beef, chopped, 1 ounce cooked ham, chopped, 1 Roma tomato, chopped, 1/2 medium cucumber, chopped, 1 slice fat-free American cheese, chopped. Directions: throw all the ingredients in a large bowl, toss, and then serve. Yum. Makes one serving. Salads, friend or foe? See how your favorites stack up. Chinese chicken salad, 885 calories, 50 grams fat. Taco salad with tortilla shell, 810 calories, 48 grams fat. Chef salad, 500 calories, 35 grams fat. Chicken Caesar salad, 775 calories, 56 grams fat. Cobb salad, 615 calories, 41 grams fat. Nutritional information based on averages, dressing included. Hacked and whacked Santa Fe shrimp supreme, per serving, one salad with dressing, 380 calories, 4 grams fat, 825 milligrams sodium, 62 grams carbs, 11.5 grams fiber, 16 grams sugars, 28 grams protein. Ingredients. For salad, 3 cups chopped romaine lettuce, 3 ounces cooked shrimp, 1 small corn tortilla, 1/2 cup grape tomatoes, halved, 1/2 cup chopped red onions, 1/2 cup chopped bell peppers, any color, 1/4 cup canned black beans, rinsed and drained, 1/4 cup canned sweet corn kernels, drained, 1 tablespoon white wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon lime juice, 1 no-calorie sweetener packet, 1/4 teaspoon taco seasoning mix, dry, optional, 1 tablespoon chopped cilantro. For dressing, 3 tablespoons fat-free ranch dressing, 1 1/2 teaspoons tomato paste, 1/4 teaspoon taco seasoning mix, dry. Directions. Preheat oven to 400 degrees. Cut tortilla into matchstick-sized strips. Lightly spray a small baking pan with nonstick spray and place strips in the center of the pan. Sprinkle 1/4 teaspoon of taco seasoning over tortilla strips and carefully toss them to evenly distribute seasoning. Spread strips out on the pan, place in the oven, and cook for 5 to 7 minutes until strips look crispy. Remove strips and set aside. In a small dish, combine 2 tablespoons of water with vinegar, lime juice, and sweetener, as well as cilantro, if using. Place peppers and onions in a small microwave-safe dish and pour vinegar mixture over veggies. Cover and heat in the microwave for 2 minutes. Add black beans and corn to the veggies. Stir well and then drain vinegar mixture. Place dish in the fridge until chilled. Once ready to serve, place lettuce in a large bowl and top with veggie bean mixture. Add shrimp, tomatoes, and tortilla strips. Mix dressing ingredients together in a small dish and serve alongside salad. Makes 1 serving. For a pic of this recipe, see the photo insert. Yay! Top 8 salad disasters, in no particular order. 1. Fried noodles, 100 calories and 5 grams fat. 2. Croutons, 75 calories and 3 grams fat. 3. Bacon, 90 calories and 7 grams fat. 4. Oil-soaked veggies, 100 calories and 10 grams fat. 5. Mayo-laden items, 150 calories and 10 grams fat. 6. Creamy dressings, 150 calories and 15 grams fat. 7. Full-fat cheeses, 100 calories and 8 grams fat. 8. Tortilla shells, 300 calories and 20 grams fat. Nutritional information based on averages for a typical serving. Sliced and diced fajita steak salad. Per serving, 1 salad. 253 calories, 5 grams fat, 540 milligrams sodium, 30 grams carbs, 6.5 grams fiber, 8 grams sugars, 25 grams protein. Ingredients. 3 cups chopped romaine lettuce, 3 ounces raw boneless lean top sirloin steak, sliced, 4 ounces Diet Coke, 1/2 small onion, sliced, 1/2 medium yellow bell pepper, sliced, 1/2 medium red bell pepper, sliced, 4 baked tortilla chips, crushed, 1 quarter cup salsa, 2 tablespoons fat-free sour cream. Directions. Soak steak strips in Diet Coke. Use a small bowl. Refrigerate for 30 minutes. Spray a pan with nonstick spray and set heat to medium-high. Once pan is hot, add steak strips and all of the cola marinade to the pan. Cook for 1 to 2 minutes or until outside surface of steak is no longer pink. Do not overcook. Remove meat, leaving excess marinade in the pan, and set aside. Turn heat down to medium. Add onion to the pan with the remaining marinade. Cook onion for about 2 minutes and then add the peppers. Cook for 1 minute. Return steak strips to the pan and cook for 1 additional minute. Place lettuce in a large bowl and top with the steak veggie mixture. Finish off by adding crushed chips, salsa, and sour cream. Makes 1 serving. Dressing undressed. The naked truth behind some of your favorite salad dressings. Caesar, 160 calories, 17 grams fat. Blue cheese, 160 calories, 16 grams fat. Ranch, 150 calories, 16 grams fat. Italian, 100 calories, 8 grams fat. Thousand Island, 120 calories, 11 grams fat. Vinaigrette, 130 calories, 13 grams fat. French, 150 calories, 14 grams fat. Nutritional information based on averages for a 2 tablespoon serving. Chinese chicken chop. Per serving, 1 salad. 245 calories. 2 grams fat. 129 milligrams sodium. 35 grams carbs. 10 grams fiber. 16 grams sugars. 29 grams protein. Ingredients. 2 cups chopped romaine lettuce, 1 cup shredded green cabbage, 3 ounces cooked boneless skinless lean chicken breast, chopped, 1/2 cup canned mandarin oranges in juice, drained, 1/2 cup canned sliced water chestnuts, drained and chopped, 2 tablespoons minced scallions, 2 tablespoons Fiber One brand cereal, original. Directions. Place lettuce and cabbage in a large bowl and toss. Add oranges and water chestnuts, and then top with chicken. Sprinkle scallions and Fiber One over salad. Makes 1 serving. The Hungry Girl Special. Per serving, 1 salad. 308 calories. 5.5 grams fat. 525 milligrams sodium. 36 grams carbs, 9 grams fiber, 11 grams sugars, 34 grams protein. I love this salad so much. It's been a staple in my life for years. I'm happy to finally share it with the world. P.S. Do not fear beets. They work really well here. Ingredients. 3 cups chopped romaine lettuce. 3 ounces cooked boneless skinless lean chicken breast, chopped. 1 Roma tomato, chopped. 1/2 medium cucumber, chopped. 1 quarter cup shredded carrots. 1 quarter cup canned beets, drained and chopped. 2 tablespoons canned sweet corn kernels. 2 tablespoons chopped red onions. 2 tablespoons canned garbanzo beans, chickpeas. 2 tablespoons reduced-fat Parmesan-style grated topping. Directions. Place all ingredients in a bowl and toss well to mix. Makes 1 serving. Hot Chick Barbecue Chop. Per serving, 1 salad. 320 calories. 2.5 grams fat. 929 milligrams sodium. 48 grams carbs. 10 grams fiber, 26 grams sugars, 32 grams protein. Ingredients. For salad, 3 cups chopped romaine lettuce, 3 ounces cooked boneless, skinless lean chicken breast, chopped. Half medium cucumber, chopped. Half cup chopped tomatoes. 1/3 cup chopped jicama. 1/4 cup chopped red onions. 2 tablespoons canned sweet corn kernels. 2 tablespoons canned black beans. Optional, 1 tablespoon chopped cilantro. For sauce, 1/4 cup canned tomato sauce. 2 tablespoons ketchup. 2 teaspoons brown sugar, not packed. 2 teaspoons cider vinegar. 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder. Directions. Combine all ingredients in a small bowl. Coat chicken in sauce. Heat, if desired. Place all other ingredients in a bowl and toss until mixed. Top salad with barbecue chicken and enjoy. Makes 1 serving. The green scene. Get salad savvy in just seconds. When buying dressing at the market, always read labels very carefully. Even those labeled light or reduced fat can contain tons of fat and calories.